dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
You know, there's two words translated authority. Really, there's five, but we're only talking about two. Translated power in the New Testament. One of them is dunamis. And that's a kind of power that's explosive. And the other one is exousia, and that's authority. And, of course, a good way to understand that is a traffic policeman. And Hagen and both of them mentioned that in their books. Even now, we have women traffic cops. And you know that that little old 120-pound woman out there, she can't stop those semis with dunamis. But she can get them with exousia because she has something backing her. The power that is backing her is the government of the city or state. And when she raises that little hand, great big old semis stop. She go like this, other ones come. Stop, go, stop, go. Because of the power that's behind her. So demons, they're not so afraid of you. But they know the power behind you. They know the blood of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Stop, devil. No, you ain't going around in my house today. I put the bloodline. I got a little granddaughter down here. She took out after the Japanese side of her family. Do you weigh 100 pounds soaking wet?
About 90.
90. She weighs 90 and she's pregnant. But you know what? She can stop Lucifer turn Satan.
Yep. Amen.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
If she'll know the power in the name of Jesus. And she'll know the power in the blood. And she'll use it. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Christ and his people were raised together. Bless the Lord. The reviving of Christ expresses the reviving of his people. That is to say, the very act of God which raised the Lord from among the dead raised his body. Head and body are raised together. Christ the head, his body the church. Hallelujah. The elevation of his people with him to the heavenlies has no other meaning than that they are made sharers potentially for the present and then in the future, of the authority which is his. They are made to sit with him, that is, they share his throne. To share a throne means, without question, to partake of the authority which that throne represents. They have been elevated in the plan of God for this very purpose, that they may even now, to the extent of their spiritual apprehension, exercise authority over the powers of the air and over the conditions which those powers have brought about on the earth and are still creating through their ceaseless manipulations of the minds and circumstances of mankind. Let's go back to Ephesians. We skipped a few verses here. Let's begin at the end of Ephesians 1. Oh, let's start at 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet. The feet are in the body, by the way. And gave him to be the head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now these are the verses we skipped. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our lifestyle in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of our mind, and were by nature the children of wrath as others. This reveals to us that there is a prince of the powers of the air, a prince of the authorities of the air. We'll see more about that later. But in the mid-heavens, Gary's going to tell us about what he saw when he went to heaven and came back, how he saw them there. And there they are in this mid-heavens, ruling and reigning. Because the people don't know they're ruling and reigning through them. They're ruling through ISIS. But they also rule through certain politicians and talking heads and certain people that you see and you think, how could they be so? Now, could it be? Well, there's somebody that's ruling and reigning over them. And you used to be there. Some of you. All of you. Some of us got saved as children, but I'm telling you, I was pretty naughty that week before I got saved. I remember to this day what I did and that I needed a Savior. And thank God we had our revival going down at the First Baptist Church, and I walked the aisle and I got rid of that guilt. Now, here's how you do page 27. I could use a stagehand, though. I could do it myself, but they've got to feel needed. Here's what I do every morning. And God has given me a beautiful home up over a lake with a glass window, all one side of it's glass, isn't it, Gary? I love to look out. I'm high up in the treetops on a bluff. And I am up there ruling and reigning. Now, oh, I forgot to read you this. Turn to Romans 5. Because here's what God told you to do. You just don't sit up there at the right hand and they bring you lollipops and bow and scrape to you. That's not it. You're up there for a purpose. And here is that purpose. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. Woohoo! Doesn't the Bible excite you? It makes you powerful. Hallelujah. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense, that would be Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall do what? Reign in life by one Jesus Christ. The Amplified says, shall reign as kings in life. You're up there to reign. Now, what are you going to reign over? People? No. Demons. Fallen angels. Evil powers. Jesus told you to do it. God told you to do it. And he seated you at the place where you can do it. Hallelujah. So, I give this book away, I sell it too, and then I give it, if they don't have the money, or if I just give lots of them away. And I hand them that book, and I look them straight in the eyes. I say, when you get this book, you do page 27. You do it. Here's how you do it. I'm going to turn to page 27. I'm going to read it to you. You're not allowed out the back door without you buy this book. That's another thing. And then I'm going to have my office call you once a week and see if you're doing this. Oh, I'm telling you, they're running. They're running. Up there in the heavens, they're running. They say, ho, 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 we had it around here. Now, here is what John A. Mellon writes. Do we believe that God hath quickened us together with Christ and has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Do you believe it?
Yes.
If we do, our reaction to it will be a fervent, and here he gives the prayer that we say to the Lord. Some days I just read right out of this. Some days I just thank the Lord for this blessing of sitting up there. But he said, Lord, I accept thy gracious word. I believe that thou hast thus wrought for me. In humble faith I do now take my seat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus at thy right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry. Remember, he called it our ministry in the heavenlies. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which thou hast entrusted to me. Thank you, Lord. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. Amen. And then he writes, if we are walking in the Spirit, our normal life is in the heavenlies. To secure the consciousness of this, there must be the daily acceptance of the fact. Let us morning by morning, as one of our first acts of worship, take our seat with Christ, as suggested in the previous paragraph, and return thanks to God for all it implies. Let us often remind ourselves that we are seated far above the powers of the air, and that they are in subjection to us.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG.